probably as good a time to do this as any. I mean, I do want to put some things on. I mean, we've been talking about the challenges in our prisons, and with Secretary Maynard here, I just wanted to put these thoughts on the record. As a state, we have zero tolerance for corruption. Corruption and gangs are problems in correctional institutions across America, and sadly, it's also a problem in our state, which is why, at the outset of this administration, we began combating it in real, affirmative, and visible ways. Most visible was 52 days into the life of this administration, we closed the House of Corrections, and we also set up in 2008 a gang task force. In 2011, we created a standalone task force called the Maryland Joint Prison Task Force. It's a partnership between federal, state, and local law enforcement personnel focused on combating gangs and rooting out corruption in Maryland correctional institutions. We formed that task force with the express purpose of bringing about indictments like the ones that were handed down last week. Rod Rosenstein, the U.S. attorney in Baltimore, who brought the indictments and announced them, says, and I quote from a newspaper account, "Everybody in the task force anticipated it would result in the prosecution of a significant number of correctional officers. The task force represents an unprecedented level of cross-jurisdictional information sharing and coordination that has been brought forward, thank you, Secretary Maynard, for the first time, even though these are certainly not new issues." The task force, last year, the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services urged the task force to focus its attention specifically on the Baltimore City Detention Center, which the state runs. The investigation that ensued was a coordinated effort between federal law enforcement officials and officials at the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services. Rick McFeely, Executive Assistant Director of the FBI, and the person who I do believe was the SAC at the time that this task force was initiated, said in a newspaper report today by Michael Dresser of the Baltimore Sun, I believe, that the federal investigation into gang activity at the jail didn't gain traction until Maynard, by which he meant Secretary Maynard, appealed for federal help and offered his department's full cooperation. U.S. Attorney Rosenstein said that Maryland public safety officials, quote, actively sought and supported the investigation and, quote, were proactive throughout. Secretary Maynard has addressed some other points in his testimony opening this, so rather than so as not to be redundant, I'll just simply conclude by saying that we have a lot of work that we still need to do, but there's a lot of progress that has been made, including the capture of 77% more cell phones than we ever captured before, including that soon to be deployed new technology that will allow us to redirect cell phones in any prison in Maryland so as to take away this tool. The 65% reduction in inmate on staff assaults that have been achieved because of better choices that we've made in the management of our prisons, and the 47% reduction on inmate assaults. So the work continues, and that work continues in collaboration and coordination with our federal partners, and a very, very important beachhead has been established in what I do believe will turn out to be one of the most significant prosecutions of not only correctional officers, but of the gangs like BGF. And I'm looking forward to working in continuous cooperation with our federal partners as we expand this beachhead. And Secretary Maynard, you have my full backing to do everything and anything in your power legally with our partners to pursue all of these matters to the fullest. And do not relent and do not let up for any reason whatsoever. Do what needs to be done. Do it as quickly and as thoroughly as you can. Thank you. All right. The University System of Maryland.
Morning, Governor.